There's a joke going around today. It goes like this. Only England could leave Europe twice in one week. First the Brexit vote, and then last night's shocking loss to Iceland in the Euro 2016 soccer tournament. The tiny island, population 320,000, beat mighty England 2-1. Or look at it this way. England, the world's wealthiest soccer team, lost to a team managed by a part-time dentist.
We are over the moon. When we woke up this morning, and now I'm talking about the whole nation, we still thought that we were dreaming.
That's Icelandic TV personality Inga Lind Karlsdóttir. But the victory was no dream. And this Iceland fan, Hannah, says she has a ready answer for English friends who ask her how Iceland could win such a match.
The difference between our team is that the Icelandic team plays with their heart. And they were like, what? Don't you think we play with our hearts and our players, you know? And I said, yes, of course, they play for their queen and country. But, you know, we have a bigger heart. That's why we won.
For England, the loss was hard to swallow. The team's manager, Roy Hodgson, resigned immediately after the match. That prompted one British paper to use the headline, Brexit Hodgson. Other headlines in the British press, England exit in humiliation. And God help us, a sly nod to the importance of fishing in Iceland, apparently. It all puts Þórður Eiríkur Óskarsson in a difficult place. He's Iceland's ambassador to the UK. And when asked by the BBC about the match, Óskarsson had this to say.
You have all these wonderful names, wonderful players, but something didn't happen for them yesterday.
A diplomatic blend of tact and understatement there. Óskarsson then gave a nod to Iceland's fans.
We have a small group of very dedicated fans called Tolvan in Icelandic, which means the 12th player. And they developed this interesting Viking reminding hymn, so to speak.
That was the Iceland team leading fans in the Viking hymn after the game last night. Thousands of fans who gathered in the middle of Reykjavik to watch the match chanted along as well. Iceland goes back into battle on Sunday. That's when they take on the host nation, France, in Paris. I'm sure Iceland's 12th man will have Thor's hammer at the ready. We have photos of Iceland's historic win up on our website. Think Viking beards, grown men crying, and happy little blonde babies. Just head over to PRI.org to check those out.